The local VFW hall was filled Monday night as the Ballston Spa Village Board brought the fiscal year 2019 budget hearing out of the small village office to a larger space. Explaining how the tentative budget came to include a 25.9% tax increase, Mayor John Romano spent time reflecting on past financial decisions made by the village. For example, in 2008-2009, Ballston Spa experienced a 10% tax decrease attributed to transferring public safety dispatching services to the county sheriff.
In hindsight, the village should have continued to increase the tax rate by between a 5 and 6% growth factor, as it had historically implemented when necessary to address increases in annual operating costs. Who would have known that a year later, the New York State Legislature would impose a tax cap.
The state's tax cap law requires municipalities to limit their spending growth to 2% or the rate of inflation, whichever is lower. Any local government must therefore pass additional legislation to override the cap. The increased costs facing the village are largely routine, including a bump in insurance and scheduled pay raises. At the same time, some revenues, like public safety fees, have decreased over the years. Village trustee Noah Shaw offered several solutions that he admitted would be difficult to swallow. Going into technical details, he suggested a reassessment of village properties to determine up-to-date property values.
Here in Ballston Spa, the equalization rate is 4.72. Most surrounding communities are 100%. And that's because we haven't had a reassessment in approximately 25 years.
Mayor Romano was skeptical of a reassessment.
Properties that haven't been sold for a very long time will see their assessed value substantially increase. Rent is likely to go up and perhaps affect the number of low-income rental units available for our Section 8 program. Fixed-income residents will be impacted the most. Those things I can guarantee you will happen with a reassessment. I can't tell you that we're going to get more revenues or not. I don't think we will.
Another suggestion was boosting the rates for services provided to neighboring communities, like water and fire protection fees, which are lower than in surrounding municipalities.
We need to renegotiate those contracts, and we need to do it now.
Local developer Frank Rossi Jr. cautioned against raising the cost of services, risking a pushback from customers.
It's better to have revenue than zero revenue if you end up losing those contracts ultimately, because you didn't do the research and foolishly think that you can just push up those rates.
Village resident Liz Cornos was concerned about the lack of a reserve fund in the village budget.
Not having a reserve fund to plan for major expenditures, cushion us against unforeseen expenses, and be able to apply for grants is irresponsible.
Because the village does not have a reserve, last year it was forced to take out a $600,000 short-term loan to pay for public works equipment. Department heads have warned of looming equipment replacement costs. Several in the audience sought the attention of the village treasurer, who prepared the tentative budget but was not at the meeting. The village board also heard suggestions from former Mayor Jim Capasso Jr., who served in the early 90s.
I wish you'd appoint a budget advisory committee, a committee of citizens that live in this village and want to take the budget apart and look at it piece by piece. Analyze every nickel that we spend.
Beginning Tuesday night, the Village Board will begin a second series of 8 public budget workshops with department heads. Final budget adoption is expected April 23rd. There's more information at WAMC.org. Reporting from Ballston Spa, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.